Thanks for tuning in to the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour here on Classical 90.5. We've got the 1812 Overture coming up in a few minutes. God Bless the USA and Stars and Stripes Forever. It's the second of our two broadcasts of highlights from the Patriotic Pops Concert of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra last July 1st. Up next, Principal Trombonist with the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, Joshua Bledsoe. He's our second of two interviews at intermission tonight. This is the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour on Classical 90.5.
Right now, I'm actually on the campus at the University of West Florida, which is located in Pensacola, Florida, over in the Panhandle, south of Alabama. And I am taking a break from teaching. I'm artist faculty here at the University of West Florida. So when I'm not touring or when I'm not in Missouri playing with the symphony, this is where I hang my hat and where I teach college students and teach privately as well. I grew up in a musical family. Both of my parents were music teachers for 40 years in the public schools. From the very beginning, I was studying music. I came to the trombone, though, just the same way that any other fifth grader who's about to go into sixth grade would encounter band. And so I tried out a bunch of different instruments with the band director, and my dad, who's a woodwinds player, really wanted me to play saxophone, but I just sounded terrible on it. So the band director put a trombone in my hand, and I played it, and he was like, you know what, I think that's the one. And it's kind of been a romantic story ever since then. I just really feel connected to the trombone as my voice. I've played other instruments, and I've studied and actively study other instruments, but for some reason I just really connect with the sound and the vocal quality of playing a trombone. I started life as a singer, and I think that's probably why, is that the trombone can almost sound like you're just singing, and it's so close to the human voice, and I think that's why I connect so much with the trombone in particular.
You're currently principal trombone with the Missouri Symphony. How'd you come to find your way to Columbia and to the Missouri Symphony Orchestra?
I was finishing my doctorate in music at Arizona State University, and I got a call to come fill in or on a visiting basis at the University of Central Arkansas, which is about 6 hours or so from Columbia. And it just so happened I was playing with the Arkansas Symphony on a regular basis, and their principal horn also plays in the Missouri Symphony and is the personnel manager, David Renfro. So David approached me and said, hey man, you know, would you like to play principal trombone? We have an opening in the Missouri Symphony. You can come out for a season. That'll kind of be your audition playing for a summer. And then, you know, Kirk will decide if we're going to keep you on and whatnot. And so I said, absolutely, I would love to. So that was 2012. I came out and I played, and everybody, you know, seemed to like it and we had a great time. And Kirk invited me back, and I just absolutely fell in love with the city. I fell in love with the people and the members of the orchestra, and it's like a family. And so that's how I came to it, and I've continued to make the trek no matter where I am in the country, because I just have such a good time playing with the orchestra.
I'm visiting with Joshua Bledsoe. He's principal trombone with the Missouri Symphony. He's been one of my two guests on intermission this evening on the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. When he's not here in Columbia, he's the artist faculty at the University of West Florida in Pensacola, where he teaches trombone and euphonium. Joshua, thanks for making the time to visit.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.